meeting to order. This is special board meeting number 13-21, originating at the Idaho Water Center, and with many of us participating via Zoom. The first order of business is roll call.
Mr. Barker?
Here.
Mr. Chase?
Here.
Ms. Cole Hansen?
Here.
Mr. Olmstead?
Here.
Mr. Stevenson?
Here.
Mr. Vandermeulen?
Here.
Mr. Vanstone?
Here.
And Chairman Rabel?
Here. Okay, the next item on the agenda is the executive session. I'm looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Joanne. I'd like to make a motion to resolve into executive session pursuant to Idaho Code 742061, subsection F. I request that the board resolve into executive session to communicate with legal counsel regarding legal ramifications of and legal options for pending litigation or controversies not yet being litigated, but eminently likely to be litigated. I request that a roll call vote be taken, and that the secretary record the vote in the minutes of the meeting.
Hey, I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Roll call, please, Jennifer.
Mr. Barker?
Aye.
Mr. Chase?
Aye.
Ms. Cole Hansen?
Aye.
Mr. Olmstead?
Aye.
Mr. Stevenson?
Aye.
Mr. Vandermeulen?
Aye.
Mr. Vanstone?
Aye.
And Chairman Rabel?
Aye.
Okay, we are in executive session. Give us...
Okay. I'm looking for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, this is Joanne. I move that the board resolve out of executive session and that the official minutes of the meeting reflect that no action was taken during the executive session.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
I'm second.
Okay, all right. It's been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed?
Recording in progress.
Okay, we're out of executive session.
Okay, give us just a minute to bring folks back from Zoom purgatory.
Okay, all right.
Mr. Chairman, could I make have the minutes of the meeting reflect that I recuse myself from the discussion of the Upper Snake recharge permits?
Yes.
Okay.
We can do that, can't we, Jennifer?
Sure can. Thank you.
And I need somebody to go round up Matt Weaver for his part of the...
I just emailed him.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Patton, we're on to the next agenda item. Water right applications.
Yes. Yes, Mr. Chairman. We're at water right applications 37, etc. And Ann, I believe that there is no action necessary on this particular topic today. Is that correct?
That's correct. I think we will be continuing those negotiations as we discussed in executive session.
Okay. All right then. Item four, second batch of water right applications.
Yep. These are, Mr. Chairman, these are the water rights for the board's applications for recharge water rights in from the Snake River upstream of American Falls. And Ann, I believe there may be an action item required on this one.
Yes, thank you, Brian. For the board's consideration for settlement of those water rights is a water right condition that reads, the right holder agrees not to exercise this right unless there has been a determination made by the USBR in consultation with Water District 01 and the Committee of Nine as outlined in Public Law Number 115, that there is water available in excess of that needed to satisfy existing Minidoka project storage rights and hydropower rights and ensure operational flexibility. And so the topic for discussion is acceptance or rejecting of that proposed condition as settlement, partial settlement of those water right protests.
Okay, is there any discussion on council's proposal? Okay, hearing none, I would entertain a motion that we authorize council to take this proposed condition back to the negotiating table and see if we can resolve this protest.
This is Brian, Mr. Chairman, also move.
Okay, it's been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
This is.
Okay, Roger seconds. Okay, is there any discussion on the motion? There being none, we'll call for a vote. All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, this is Al Barker. I would ask that I report it as recusing myself or abstaining from the vote.
Okay. Thank you, Al. Should have caught that. Okay, that handles agenda item number four. Agenda item number five, administrative rules. Where's our favorite rule maker?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I'm here, if you can hear me.
You bet.
All right, clear. Okay, well, I'll go ahead and get going. Unfortunately, I have another quick rulemaking update and action item for you today. At your last board meeting in Priest Lake, I updated you on several rulemaking efforts that are underway. Two of the items we discussed were the omnibus proposed rulemaking dockets that we will publish on October 20th. You'll recall one of those omnibus dockets addresses the board's proposed fee rules. So these are the temporary rules that we're now taking in the proposed rules. And then the other omnibus docket addresses the board's proposed non-fee rules. So these, again, are the temporary non-fee rules that we're taking in the proposed rule form. And recall that when we discussed the omnibus non-fee rules, we spent some time considering IDAPA 370201, or the Comprehensive State Water Plan rules. We've initiated a zero-based rulemaking effort on the Comprehensive State Water Plan rules this year. They're one of the four. And we got to the point where we thought that there were some different ways that we could proceed forward with those. And I outlined three ways at that board meeting to move forward. Option one was to continue down the ZBR path by completing a prospective and retrospective analysis of the rule and publishing a notice of repeal, and then carrying over negotiated rulemaking efforts into next year. Option two was to eliminate the rule completely through the omission of the rule in the omnibus non-fee proposed rule publication, and then subsequently adopt policy or guidance as necessary describing the interim protected river processes. And then the third option, and the one that the board voted to move forward with, was to eliminate the rule through the omission of parts of the rule, or I'm sorry, to eliminate only parts of the rule through the omission of those parts in the publication of the omnibus non-fee proposed rule. Again, the board decided to go ahead with option three, which required modification to the written resolution that I had prepared and submitted to you in your board book materials at the last board meeting. I offered a proposed modification to the rule or the resolution in the moment that I hoped would address the board's decision to go with option three, and the board passed that motion adopting resolution number 3121. With my proposed verbal edits. Since the last board meeting, I've worked with Ann Bondi to prepare a revised Comprehensive State Water Plan rule that eliminates sub-rules that were either redundant to Idaho code or are no longer necessary as part of your processes. And as a result of the revisions, the new rule is reduced by about 80% of its previous size. The copy of the revised rule is included in the board materials today, as well as a copy of the revised omnibus proposed non-fuel rule publication notice. Apologize, that is a mouthful. Ann also prepared a recommendation memo as part of the zero-based regulation rulemaking efforts. And that recommendation memo concludes with, we can eliminate large pieces of the rule because of the redundancy or the fact that some of it's no longer necessary. And a copy of Ann's recommendation memo is also included in the board materials today. Now, because I guess I lacked enough foresight at the last board meeting to envision the necessary process following your direction to go with option three, I think my suggested verbal amendments to the resolution were insufficient, at least to satisfy me, that we ended up with a resolution that was clear enough action of the board to describe where we are and how we're moving forward with this non-fee omnibus rulemaking effort. So I'm back today asking you to adopt a new resolution that will supersede resolution number 3121, your rulemaking resolution from Priest Lake. And a copy of that resolution has also been included in today's materials. I would like to read through the therefore be it resolved clauses, just to make sure we're clear on that and all on the same page. And I'm ready to do that and ask for some action from you, unless there are any questions on my comments so far.
Are there any questions for Matt before he gives us the actual resolution?
Okay, seeing no questions, Mr. Chairman. So the first, now therefore be it resolved, this is identical to the resolution that you passed in Priest Lake. It's just authorizing the adoption and publication of all of the board's fee rules as proposed rules, and to be consistent with the temporary rule publications from July 21st, 2021. So there have been no change to these rules through all of the processes since an initial red tape reduction rulemaking effort. The second, now therefore be it further resolved, addresses the comprehensive state water plan rules, and this adopts and authorizes the notice and publication of those rules consistent with the material that you've been presented here today. So that draft of the revised rule that is largely the work product of Ann Bondi and myself, more Ann myself. And then the third, now therefore be it further resolved, authorizes the notice and publication of the Shoshone-Bannock Tribal Water Supply Bank. So that's IDAPA 370204. And again, that chapter will be adopted and published identical to its publication as a temporary rule back on July 21st. So no changes to that rule. And then the final, now therefore be it resolved, states that this resolution takes the place of that resolution number 31-21 from Priest Lake, and that it supersedes that resolution. And I think, Mr. Chairman and members of the board, if we get this resolution in place, I'll have everything that I need, at least to get us through the proposed rule publication phase of the omnibus dockets.
Okay, any questions for Matt about the resolution?
Mr. Chairman, Tom Marker, I move that we adopt the resolution prepared by Matt and Ann. I think they did a great job.
Okay, is there a second?
Mr. Chair, this is Joanne. I second the motion.
Okay, is there any discussion on the motion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. Thank you, Matt, for your tireless efforts in walking us through this morass of readoption of our rules. And also to Ann for helping out with the editing. That's great work. I echo Ann's Al's compliment. Okay, I believe we're down to non-action items, Brian. Do we have any?
Well, I see that Director Spackman just walked in the room, so might ask him if he has any comments for the board this morning.
Welcome, Director. Do you have anything to add to our conversation today?
I just want to say thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. I just want to say that when we're in Priest Lake, I promised the board that I would schedule some meetings with legislators and board members, and I have asked my assistant, and I will myself be calling you individually to see if we can arrange a time, I'll call either today or tomorrow, so she and I will participate and try to schedule times when you're available, and then start calling legislators. And I'd like from each of you, as I contact you, some idea of who you'd like to go see. Maybe collectively we can decide. Certainly I'm willing to talk to anybody, but I don't know whether that we can find all of them and be able to meet with all of them. But there are key legislators, I think, and we probably should identify those at least. So anyway, I wanted to let you know that I haven't forgotten it. And your participation in the discussions, I think, will be very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for dropping by. Board members, do any of you have any non-action items?
Mr. Chairman, this is Brian. I just have a question. With all these the primary campaigns kind of starting up, I mean, it seems way too early, but they are. Not representing the board or anything, but is there anything that we have to worry about in supporting a particular candidate, just as a private citizen?
I don't think so. I mean, I've got my favorites and I'm advocating for them. I don't think that we are precluded as a member of the board from, going out and being part of the political process as an individual. I don't think I would start out the conversation. I'm an Idaho Water Resource Board member, and this is who I'm supporting, but I think you've got the right as an individual to do whatever you want.
Okay.
Unless somebody tells different, I think that it's America still. Okay, if there is not anything else, then Brian, I guess you're going to tell us when we're going to meet again, and then I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
The next regularly scheduled meeting, Mr. Chairman, is still in November, although I expect maybe something to come up before then. There are a couple of committee meetings that Jennifer will be working to schedule with you in the coming weeks. So
okay.
With that, that's what I've got as far as next meetings.
Okay, all right. Who wants to tell us it's time to go home?
Okay.
Have a motion and a second to adjourn. All in favor say aye.
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 Any
aye.
Opposed? Thank you all for attending. I think we accomplished quite a bit today. Appreciate all your work.